Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Oh, if he is a yadi asida, kabia mawo, if he is a somebody raise your voice and speak in the spirit for a few minutes. Kalando marada kashada kasiya. Kamanto merekasi. Relax. Siyada bada kapida katonta managas. Hashada baharu nekatis. Somebody just speak in the spirit for a few minutes. You are before your king. Your father. Asiate. Ikike. Oh. Oh. Zando madakatish. Padiatete. See another Rababosh Santa. See another Maho. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The two hands are lifted. And Father, we honor you for your love and mercies, your grace and goodness. You are a good God. There is nobody that can be compared unto you. You sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory. This morning we have come to sublimate you and lift you very high above all that anybody can lift you. Glory to your holy name. I'm asking your hand of blessing over this service, because when you desert us, we will speak the ideologies of human mentality. But I give you glory that Holy Spirit, you have brooded over us and brooded over this service, and to have your way in the precious name of Jesus. I am asking every satanic presence, evil, demonic interference, intrusion, interruption, in the name of Jesus, arise and swallow, oh God, in Jesus' precious name, have your way. Bring the hearts of our hearers and listeners and everybody that is here present, Master, touch them. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. Go to rest, sir. Go to rest. Go to rest. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip. Why are we not having the scriptures? The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we came to see Jesus. Having read you that, before we take our seats, I would love to read, arguably, I have said, the most significant verse, not chapter or even concept of the scripture, just a verse that really describes and depicts and illustrates and typifies or signifies the generation in which we are living in is this verse. The Bible said, take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with sloth and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare, the Bible said, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch, the scripture said. And the Bible said, pray always that you may be accounted worthy. We need to be, you know, counted, or we need to be rated worthy. We need to be assessing. You tell me, can you can? Inipa wofata se wujani fidie ene sorebre ya eberiasi. We need to be counted worthy. In other words, we need to be eligible, qualified to be counted worthy to escape the madness of the end of this world. There is madness coming. Madness that is coming is so intense that the Bible could not even define it in a descriptive illustration. The Bible said that all things, in other words, they are sequence of events that are coming to pass. It is not just one particular event. Let me use this pandemic for an example. If you think that this pandemic was the worst thing that happened to the economy, to our gathering, to our livelihoods, to our way of living, it is a big lie, because the issues that are coming and the sequence of things that are emanating, preceding this particular one, are so amazing. That word amazing also typifies terrifying. It is very terrifying to the human comprehension or mind. So the Bible said, take heed, be careful, you know, that suffering and drunkenness and the very burdens and cares of this very life does not overshadow or cast an ambivalence or a shadow, or does not cast some duplicity over your commitment and conviction and your stand and belief and your faith. Be careful that you are not rated an infidel. You are not rated somebody that have come to the place of backsliding, falling off from the grace of God. So watch, the Bible said, and pray every day that you will be counted or rated eligible to depart, to escape the things that are coming to pass. Sweet, there are things that will come to pass. There are seriously things that surely will come to pass. I like the tree version where the Bible reads the subject as kokobo. It's a warning to humanity. Look at the way when the pandemic struck and the nations of the world and the leadership of the nations of the world educated their populace and made them knowledgeable of how this particular sickness or infirmity worked, you know, how it could spread, how it could, there were some kind of, you know, training even for frontline workers, how you can be able to treat people without getting yourself contaminated or infected with this kind of pandemic. How come things are coming to pass and we are not even warned about these things, and it is not talked about? Nobody is giving us a notification that something truly, seriously is coming. The king is coming again, and before he comes, of course, there will be things that will precede his coming. I stand here to warn this generation. Run for your life. Run for your life. You know, it is very interesting. I look at this congregation and I see it as a very interesting congregation. We yell and we shout and we cheer on, and yet we return to filth and madness. Yeah, we cheer on. You shout, tear, and the people respond, yeah, tear. Yet they go and return to their vomit. They return. It's a very interesting congregation. And it is not just you. The body of Christ have become a very interesting congregation. I look at the wives that congregate on every Sunday, and they cheer on and they yell. Sometimes they even want to take the microphone from me. It is as if they are preaching. It is as if they are in the pulpit. Yet they return from this place and they behave like unbelievers. Very interesting congregation. I don't know about other congregations, but this one is a very interesting congregation. I look and I preach every Sunday to people who serve in the house of God, and they are at the peak of hypocrisy. They are at the peak of carnality. They are at the peak of flesh, wickedness, and cruelty. You know, leave your phone on the chair and try that you want to come and put an offering here and return. I can promise you, without doubt, you will not find your phone. It's an interesting congregation. Very interesting. You may be seated, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to everybody who have joined us. This is the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. I want to welcome all of you from all around the world by the grace of God. It is a joy and a privilege to be bringing you this live broadcast service. May I use the opportunity to let you know that we are transmitting live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all these sister stations. This morning, by courtesy of our proud, we've gotten a sponsor that is trying to help us push the word and the gospel to radio stations that are out of outskirts of Accra, so that the people who are also out can be able to hear the word of God. This morning we are live on Obatampa 92.5, which is stationed in Kasua and pushes the word to all these places. The company that is helping us by the grace of God is Space Blenders and Space Mansions. Thank you very much for what you do. We are appreciated. May the Lord bless you. We are live on Amansan Television and also live on Facebook, YouTube, and also on podcast. May I welcome you dearly and let you know that we are transmitting live from Komedamponsan Memorial Temple here in Tesano in the city of Accra. And I also want you to know that Alabaster International Ministry is a ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning is Father's Day. Father's Day, Father's Day is Father's Day. Amen. Amen. Father's Day. It's Father's Day. Hallelujah. On behalf of this congregation, we want to bring all fathers greetings and bring all fathers salutations by the grace of God. We want to salute everybody. My subject, you know, today, because of the occasion, is going to be fathers. Put it on the screen. Let us work. It's going to be fathers. And I'm dealing with concepts of that, you know, will really help and really touch people's life and bring us the rewards and also the alignment by the grace of God that helps people to, for us to be able to come to the place to maybe appreciate what we are and what God has made us by his love and mercies. And so I will use opportunity for us to build from that particular course. Now, having read you these particular scriptures, let me use opportunity to say that There are four kinds of fathers. Number one, are biological fathers, the father that gave birth to you. Number two, there are spiritual fathers, fathers that also begat you, preached the word of God to you, you know, taught you the mind of God, the ways of God, the concept, the synopsis of God's word that brought you to the Lord. People that can tell that you are their convert. Paul said, the people that I preach to are proof of my ministry. In other words, there are also people that have been begotten by the word that we preach. The people that sit under our feet have become children to God's word. And so the people that, you know, preach those messages and concepts, and like the apostle Paul said, you have many instructors, but you do not have many fathers. But with the word or with the gospel, I have given birth to you. In other words, we have spiritual fathers. Then we have inspiration. Fathers, like you can say, like Reverend Eastwood Anaba is your inspirational father because he inspires you. You can say that Dr. Mensah Atabel is your father because he inspires you. Even though you have not met him before, even though you have not sat in his meeting before, you can say Bishop T.D. Jakes is your father because he is an inspiration to you. You can say that my father, Reverend Steve Stanley Mensah, are your fathers because they inspire you in a way. You can say Openikwe Juchide is an inspirational father, even though you have not met him before. It's just amazing that the person, you know, inspires you. So you can look at the person and say, I follow you. You know, there are people whose ministry you can follow on the internet, you know, even though you have not met them before, and you call them Papa in your heart and in your mind. And in the anytime you see them, those are who we call inspirational fathers. And then number four, we have what we call excellent fathers. These are helpers that God sent your way. You know, when I talk about excellent fathers many years ago, you know, before we gave birth to our children, we had a father like Dr. Yemo of Lakeside Clinic, amazing man. You know, he will sit you in his office and forget that you are a patient and begin to talk to you about the concepts of life and begin to train you about the concepts of life. Do not do this, do not do that. I remember the woman that adopted me, bought my first car. Her husband, you know, became our father, Mr. Champon in Kumasi. Amazing man. Somebody like Dr. Achu of Hobart Clinic, Dr. Opoku of Opokuari Hospital. Amazing people that could be excellent fathers, could talk to you and warn you. I love fathers, you know, who can look you in the eye and rebuke you. Those are the excellent fathers. I mean, they don't care the gifts you bring. You cannot manipulate them. You don't lobby them because of what you give. The envelope you submit, excellent fathers are in such a way that they don't need your gift. They don't need your platform. They don't need your appraisal. They do not need what you are able to do. As a matter of fact, they don't need your influence. Excellent fathers can look at you and rebuke you. They can tell you, Jai Jimmy, Jimmy, Jai. Excellent fathers can do that. They can easily look at your face and tell you that very, very simply. And so in Genesis chapter number 38, the Bible said there was a man by the name Judah. I will, you know, build up on this particular course whilst I am unfolding God's word. Malachi chapter number 1 and verse number 6, the Bible makes a mention of something. He said concerning fatherhood, Malachi and the first chapter, the sixth verse, the Bible said, a son honored his father, a servant his master. If then I be a father, the Bible said, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised you? And so I read this particular course in another version, and this is what, you know, the Bible will read. He says, a son honored his father. The Lord Almighty says to his priests, children honor their parents, and servants honor their masters. I am your father. Why don't you honor me? I am your master. Why don't you respect me? You despise me, and yet you ask, how have we despised you? And so when I put up this particular cause, that means, ladies and gentlemen, that fathers deserves honor. Masters deserves fear. And this fear is not intimidating fear. This is reverence and, appreciation. Reverence and appreciation to people who have been in your life that, lead you in the way of righteousness and uprightness and to be just and to be chaste and to be holy and to be integral. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what he is talking about. So when I look at the portrait of fatherhood itself, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to have seven dimensions or seven paradigms. The first one is the love of a father. The father loves in an amazing finesse that we have not taken note. Every wicked person that I knew in the world had a child. Every wicked person in the world that I have ever read about had a child, like Adolf Hitler. He had children, and history tells that he really loved his children. Like Idi Amin, he was a father, and his children really appreciated and celebrated him. When I look at wicked people, seriously, like Osama bin Laden, who blew America apart. He, seriously, the day he was arrested, they arrested him with his children, about four or six of them. And these children really intensely love their father. I'm building on something. Please follow me carefully. They love their father. So when the world, like I just stood here and just said that Osama bin Laden is wicked, his children will not see it that way. His children will rather appreciate him because he puts food on the table. He put clothes on their body. He makes them very proud. Yes, that is how they will see their father. So you can see that wickedness will go out. There are armed robbers that will put food on their... Don't you think that armed robbers have their children in schools? Yeah, they will rob you and give the money to their children to go to school. So they are fathers. The love of the father is strange. Number two, the sacrifice of a father. When I look at a Nehemiah, a Janamia, look at carefully. It's so amazing, and it amazes me. Huh? You can have a father that is a laborer, but they are support from free. When you look at fathers who do small scale mining, now shepherd your warm up bread to be able to pay the feeding fee. The sacrifice of the father really amazes me. Let me bring it up to the intermediary life. Somebody who is like he is a manager of a firm and altar, you are a banker, or you are some kind of a leader in the corporate world, like an insurance company or something, in the ministry working for government, in the department, government agencies and ministries, and you are a chief director or something. Sometimes let me use bankers because they work very long hours. When you are like a branch manager, you cannot go home until the books are balanced. They sit in one place, and I ask myself, when do they even exercise? Their blood pressure goes up, their sugar level goes up, they lose all kinds of things, until one day they are pronounced diabetic and pronounced hypertensive, because they want to take care of their children. Sometimes when you ask people, why do you struggle too much, why do you suffer so much, because of my children, but sometimes I even tell the people, slow down and breathe and have a good life, because they will turn up and say they don't like it and they will want to build their own. I'm serious. A father built a mansion here at Tesano and left it many years ago, and the son traveled back from America after the death of the father. When he turned back, and Penny asked him, so what do we do with your father's property? He says, sell the bloody houses and give the money to the poor. When people do not have the honor that fathers deserve. This is what happened, ladies and gentlemen. So I stand here this morning and disseminate the word of God. There are fathers sitting here. If we should give you the microphone to stand here and tell us what you do to put food on the table of your children, it will amaze them. I'm telling you, if you are, we are to take your children to your workplace and we teach them what you do, because before the bills are paid, before Christmas dress comes, before restaurant and all the chicken and meat pie and shawarma comes up, they will begin to appreciate you. And when they come in the morning, they will say, "Good morning, Daddy." Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The reason, or one of the reasons why women are more appreciated than men, is because children have a more bonding power than with men. That bonding chemistry is already there. That bonding chemistry is there. You know, the woman has a softer touch than the man. The reason is because when the man makes the money and the adds it to the woman's money and the school fees is being paid, it is the woman that presents herself at the school and pays the fees and takes the receipt. The child, the brain is split into two, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And so the brain, which, you know, functions in a phenomenology such that the conscious mind, you know, works in a vicious state. So we got to, you know, the fast food joint and mommy bought samosa and bought spring rolls, but the money came from daddy. But what the child saw, it was mommy that bought it, you know. So the child will begin to see that if I want samosa or spring rolls, don't talk to daddy. Daddy will not buy it. It is mommy that will buy it, you know. When we go to the shop, you know, the man is working, cannot come, even to the birthday, sometimes to the graduation, because he needs to make the money. And so he asks, "Baby, can you represent me? Go to the PTA meeting." So the child's subconscious mind is registering, on my birthday, my daddy didn't turn up. On my, you know, it was my mommy that came to the school and brought a cake. But the child does not know where the cake came from and where the party came from. You know, all what the child can see, there was a cake that mommy brought to the school. The man is working very hard and therefore is not available. But the conscious mind of the brain is telling the child, when you want party cake, it's mommy. When you want to go to, you know, whatever fast food joint you want to go to, if we're Sutherland Children Park, daddy will not make time. Daddy will even forget your birthday, you know, and daddy will not. The child is thinking that everything he needs, it is mommy. When we go to Christmas shopping, the man is still in the office, tidying up extra overtime and working to get the extra money, and therefore cannot show up. Sometimes even on Christmas, doctors don't show up, nurses don't show up, pilots don't show up, preachers don't show up. Sometimes, you know, when I look at the way, you know, pastors and men of God, bishops, prophets, evangelists, pulpiteers, people that work on the altar of the Lord, when I look at sometimes the way we even sacrifice for the people of the church and the people of God at the expense of our families, to the point that, you know, a lawyer was speaking to me and was telling me, the lawyer worked as President Rawlings' personal lawyer in the PNDC days, and I sat in his office and he was telling me, he said, "My last born does not know me. He doesn't know who I am. Anytime I leave the house, he's sleeping. Anytime I come back, he's sleeping. And therefore, the child does not know me." One day, the child looked at his portrait picture and said, "Who is this? Who is this? What is he doing here? What is he doing here?" But I'm telling you, without that money, the mother could do nothing. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the sacrifice of a father can never be, you know, overemphasized or underestimated. A father, my God, a father's sacrifice. You know, when we say sometimes, especially when I live in London, sometimes they will say, overtime on Sunday is double salary. The devil is very trickish. Yeah, instead of holding the hands of your family at the altar of God and crying out for his mercy and goodness, we are all over for overtime. And therefore, the mother brings the child to church. The mother takes the child to school. The mother picks up the child from school. The mother attends graduation. The mother attends opening day. The mother attends career day. The mother attends graduation day. The mother even attends birthday. Daddy is not showing up. But I came to turn the minds of everybody watching and listening to be able to know that your father was brave. Says your woman, I'm brave. You know, I can be able to say that a janumupi abre on which I said, oh, my brother. Serious! We move because I could have been for the city of Moho. I could have been for Jim Garcia, Dengua, Omoho, I could have been for an idea. We are better to Mona. Yeah, yeah, your own father can rape you. Yeah, yeah, well, you know, you are brief on and so on. Yeah, we have those people who do not care. They do evil and wrong and they have no conscience. You know, this is why the portrait, when I'm talking about the dimensions of fatherhood, the first one I have said is the love of the father. The second one is the sacrifice of the father. The third one is the emulation of the father. A father is worth emulating. This is why I tell the preachers, don't go in wrong precedences, because people are watching you and they will learn from anything you do, anything you say, and anything, how your mannerism, your caliber, how you present yourself. They are definitely going to follow it. And therefore, the third thing, a father that makes a father, you know, is the emulation. He is an example. We want to copy him. You can see that the child wants to speak like his father. He wants to emulate it. He wants to emulate it. This is the portrait of fatherhood. And so everybody that is sitting here, take note of what I am talking about. If you are a father sitting here, whether you are, you know, a biological father, a spiritual father, an inspirational father, or an excellent father, I am saying that you are worth emulating. Number four, dimension of fatherhood, leadership. Every father is a leader, not a manager, not a boss, not a supervisor, a leader. A leader, when we talk about leadership, is when we came here to sweep, the leader takes the broom first and starts sweeping, and everybody follows up to do the same. And so when we talk about leadership, it is fathers that lead, not fathers parasiting on mothers and on children. You know, sometimes when I look, there's a young man working with us. We pay him some little money. It is not even a pay, it's just some little allowance we give to him. And then he says, my mother called, my brother called, and I have to send them this and that. I said, really? Oh, really? I mean, how can somebody who is not even at the retirement age want to be, you know, living on the income of their children? How come, you know, that kind of life will be responsible? We're talking about leadership. A father is a leader. He leads. He does not leave debt and mortgage the future of his children. He does not live at the expense of his children and of his wife and all that. A father is a leader. Leader! I know you wouldn't like this bit. I wish our leaders were leaders. I wish our leaders were leaders. I have been so saddened by this week. The perennial and repeated cyclical floods. Little rain. The city floods. The people are telling us that Accra is a low line. Dubai is reclaiming land. Land reclamation and building a city from the sea onto the surface of the sea. Singapore is digging down into the ground 4 levels down. Hotels, shopping malls, down. We are here complaining about everything. A DCE this week, his people in his constituents were looking for him. They couldn't find him. And then he brought the people called radio stations. Have you seen our DC? We are trying to. When they called the DC on radio, talking to him on radio, he said, tell my people I am dead. Tell my people I am dead. That is why they are not seeing me. When you have these people in positions as an MCE, a DC, this is why you don't progress. Because the person is not a leader. He's a parasite. Serious. Or a parasite. Feasting on a miserable nation like Ghana. Little thing. They want ex gratia. They want remuneration per diem. Because we don't have leaders. And the father is a leader. No matter what, he wants to be, you know, the example. I want to lead so that you can follow. That is a father. No matter what, he is a father. Even above the odds, he is a father. Why can't we be like Prophet M.K. Yabua, who goes to the Council of State without allowance, without official car, without salary, without ex gratia? Why can't we do that? What pobre and all that kind of thing. Well, my way is sick. I would hear it. This is why I'm Kokura Bumu. A young Kokura Bum Yanun, a TB2 Mupin, a Pepe, a Chibin Manuadiane. And I'm telling you, it will not stop and you will not escape the damnation of hell. I'm talking to you. And this is why truth is not even in the pulpit. We have wicked fathers, heartless fathers, uncaring fathers. You know, fathers without conscience. Conscience! Now more conscience, Uncle, will be by the page, man, can only that. Or your banker, will you do that? T.I. We be T.I. Making me again. I stand here and I look at. I was asking myself countless questions, and one of those questions is when the police officers got the information, there was a demonstration at the Islamic school, and they should go there and bring order. What was the order that came to them? What was the instruction? The person that gives the instruction is supposed to be a father. In other words, he is supposed to have love. He's supposed to be sacrificial. He is supposed to be worth emulating or worth following an example, and he is supposed to be a leader. And then they go and we look at, you know, young people, to show them so to tear gas, and then, you know, fire warning shot with light bullets when we are in the face of children. We are in the face of children. What threat do children pose? Even when they cast stones, the Bible said, "A chimism, a batabo frakuma ho, a tenetini aba, a manifri ho, kabuko yobiya kitamfia." Aba, why not tell them how you treat aba ubejina ho? Why not what them how you treat aba ubejina ho? And why I said they disperse? Sometimes if the answer is required, sometimes if the answer you penny. It's required. I love it when the Bible said in Exodus chapter 31 and verse number 1-4. But when he gets to verse number 3, he said, I have mentioned the name of Bezaleel, the son of Ori, and have given him a chine ahudor. So one fine. I have given me see you are chine. And to move forward, one I'm finding. Boy, yeah, we free FVU had depot. 84 parcels of gold in uniform. If you find barriers, you know, do you want to tell me that also is a father? Do you? Tia! You bet you. Can you hear me? You can't see. I didn't hear you. Growth when you are doing amazing things. We do not, you know, want to even. There are fathers who bunny didn't know the answer. What made Mandela such popular? Only one term of office. After 4 years, Mandela said, no, I will not be president again. What I came here to do is accomplished. I can do more when I'm out of this position. And so if you were looking for somebody who advocated for HIV/AIDS, President Mandela will call President Clinton and say, "My president, good morning. 2 a.m. in the morning." Only person who can call the president of the United States and the call will be put through. Why? He is a leader. He is a father. And the only person that speaks to the president of the United States and has a demand with a price. Mr. President, I want $2 million. It is going for HIV/AIDS. He said, consider it done. Money will be credited to the account from our embassy in South Africa. Case closed. Case closed! Interesting. President Mandela was the celebrity of celebrities. Every celebrity wanted a picture with him. He never wore a designer wear. Gucci, Armani, Calvin Klein, Tom Ford, Brioni, Givenchy, name them. Never wore a designer. As I want to me yani apam me shemi. Yet he was a father. Everybody wanted audience with him. Look at the leaders of Africa. Greedy. Greedy. Wicked. Look at the leaders of Ghana, both MPP and NPC. Wicked. Greedy. People who are looting as if there is no tomorrow. Do you think that the posterity, children, after this generation, how will they rate us? Especially the First Republic, Second Republic, Third Republic, and especially this Fourth Republic. I sit down and I cry. Anytime I lift this flag, I cry. I'm serious. You know, suddenly the person changes. You ask yourself, is this the same person? You are asking yourself that. And you wanna blame you, you wanna blame you. You know, wanna blame you. You wanna blame you, wanna blame you. Serious. Now, it is the nature of human beings. And look at how fame, money, popularity, and wealth, power can corrupt and change people. So I want to ask the question, how come Mandela was not corrupted? Up till today, we have not heard any stories about him like that. Girls who are called father office now, fathers, you know, Allah could toilet. Why didn't we hear stories like that about the old man? 28 years in prison will teach you a lot of sense. Suro nyame, fa wonto ne so. 28 years will teach you a lot of nyansa. 28 years in prison, if it does not make you bitter, you can only be better. You come out and you will be loving. Respectful. Ubuho. Yebuwa. Buho. Ubiye buwa. Buho. You know, turn to somebody and tell the person, boy, thank you very much. Catch and say, buho. Yeah, buho. You know, it's so, I mean, look at all the people lovely, beautifully seated here. You know, ubiye wanya fen nicely and all that. But we'll be very sorry, I could toilet you so, I could near seraso. I prepare any ma polishing and him and don't flash and come and sit down. I see nothing is happening. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Since you won't come, you drive your basa. But Mukase, Kokunta, you can't on Tuesday at Asusi Mukase. Chancing that Susi Mukase. And you come sit here and talk him, praise the Lord. Praise why the Lord. Praise why God. I am talking about fathers will be a woke one and move boom was because of your father. when you leave that. That is the kind of father I'm talking about. So number one dimension of father's love. Number two, put it in PowerPoints, put it on the screen. Let us work. Number one is love. Number two is sacrifice. Number three is emulation. Number four is leadership. Number five, responsibility. A father, and that's here by Happy Father's Day. Oh, it's today's Father's Day. Daddy, Happy Father's Day. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Happy Father's Day, yeah, no. Jinai, before on some messages, Jimmy kind of back. I have to use it. Happy Father's Day. When we say responsibility, we are talking about two virtues put together, response and ability. In other words, responsibility is your ability to respond positively to a charge or to a duty. Responsibility. You see those police officers that arrested this other police officer, and you know those police officers who arrested three army officers this week for armed robbery? People are in uniform and they are irresponsible. And we have other responsible people. We are my obecho. Sandro for no more time or more here. Tie ye and your dada and a mao your father. Da. 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 And am I your father? It is your ability to be responsible. Responsible. Responsible father. Be anywhere. Or be priest or be hen ba ho. And now be fan the ba. Let the AI uno the tin in grass. Now we'll be at Tony Bamo. Now we'll be on your ba. Ness if we can send me to the wow. Because we have people who are irresponsible. Nani ma mini ho tu kwa na me ho chire me wayase yare wayase ni wu wayase eyare wayase eyare wayase yare e ma ma akuma akunu mo mo nya akono ufa wo mo nya yi. Number 1 yo be kuna fo. Number 2 wuni aba. Number 3 o ma ame na tie so ba me keka. Yeah. Number 4, Oba. Yeah. Number 5, Ubiyire. Yeah. Nyo ya wakona, enye yi. I'm serious. Ubiyire netu susu sen, enye wotia. Ninufu susu sen, muti ya asma mekana. Muti ya afu, muti ya asma mekana. Tia! Muti ya yang kenye niye. Muti ya yang kenye niye. Yeah, Ubiyire, yone ofan enye yi. Yeah. Sometimes you are making certain advances and it's irresponsible. You know the woman is married. Why are you trying to even make advances? Hi, sweet. Hi, sexy. I wish we can go out. We can't go out. We can't go out. We can't have lunch together. Diwule mo. Diwule mo. Na wawu fitiye. Yesumu wawu fitiye. I'm telling the wise only. Any problem, pray. Ewa asasi yisua. Me say, hey, say, wamu yomu husu ye kakrebi yanku wamu dan soti yase. Irresponsibility. Irresponsibility. Krasi wuku kumase. Ebe badan wudam kwe tia. Ebe na wudde rumu ten wum kwe tia. A responsible father can never look in the eyes of his children and be cruel to their mother. A responsible father would never do. Say me jina hey, mami nyam fatu. Say me jina hey. Nama kofo ba fofo. E wufi hadi e wufi. Yeah. Kofidro, said ye, nyamere me ikoyi. Say me bomi humu suwe. Could think of Fonqua Sia Semibi. Ganaha! Kawubi too. Serious! Besinka Ganaha! A hanyam and Nikam you. I mean, Piabati, because Siampani in the bear, who were never would have the other. When I now would Yakikans and Unajan, San House Woodins and Wununi be all. Would you have Makofidrum Kotobody? When can come in when you say Ghana for abortion. Serious! Alabasta from Quachua, Pap, Panguasi, and Miswana. Next time, what we will do, baby, I do anything. What's an example? No crew refuse. Responsible! Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you thinking of your children? What about your mother? I want to ask people who have desecrated the pulpit. Did you think of all the elderly women, the elderly men in the church? People who are supporting with their money, their life, and all the people who serve in the house of God. Did you consider all of them? Because a father is responsible. Father, yet illegal connections. They went to one of the, you know, towns in Accra, Central, Ghana Water. Illegal connection. Anyone blame you? More Ghana Water for me blame more. But the office did the air condition more, and I'm not the air condition more. And these people are on the field connecting illegally at the expense of this crawling nature. Crawfire, me say mass illegal connection. When we real mess up, did you not say good for the money? I see a journey. And then you party to a year connection to form the coffin. Not the Nam Newton, Mono Nam surface. Not the air connect there, Mono Nam conduit at a war form. And you know, you wouldn't swing free. Oh, yes, when yes, would you got you all tongue? All tongue! All tongue. We are no Budukunu Babetina Alabasta. I can praise you, my children. It told your father, I tell me, catch us on your father. When your father! I'm your man. When your father, Happy Father's Day, won't come. Won't come. They say won't come. Won't come. Will be as angry for no decency in front of honor. Will be our send of Father's Day message and pay paper. Send an idea, come on. Send it back. Paper won't fatter. Responsible people. Let me tell you, no irresponsible person will make heaven. Well, be anywhere where you're irresponsible. I'm telling you. Open up and you're responsible. Chop money unji. Feeding fee unji. A member of 60% or Mexican woman person. You know, da near Jiwe na. What are you born on helping your BB idea? To was shoddy. That was shoddy. That was shoddy. Bad net tongue scan where the ashen sign near me, damn it, that's it. Wake up! It's time to be responsible. Wake up! Oh, poor Barney Papa Whisker. About a year, you know that came. Yeah, not that. What do you want about that? The moment Prophet Samuel saw Saul coming with all the crying goats and the cows, was in a DNA. I said, these are the sacrifices for my God. Was wedding God said, kill everything. Don't bring anything here. Sometimes flimsy excuses. Flimsy excuses. I know and I understand that when you are growing 50, 60 years old, I can't be there. It's only an imagination. The people tell me there is a lot of loneliness. But I know Quranua. And I'm forgotten. There are people in the Bible. No one swear. There are certain people who then I give you one more. You know. Tell me, Jenna, hey, I'm in for some. Now, send me, you didn't know. I'm saying, what if for? Sessa. Real dear. I get them where we see free, dear, yeah, then you have this in the end and settle, you know. 70 years. Hadi ana apeni wiase bio. 70 years no food asu tuya wenu. Come on. Be responsible. Dear be one, we do it for our children to copy. Do it for David said to Solomon, fear the God of your father and serve him with a willing heart and a willing mind and an upright heart. A willing mind and an upright heart. Serve the God of your father. Serve the God of your father. Biti me wo father awa wo ne pension ba. Odena koto ne baba akoso ya no ma hwe munue yama. Very interesting. And when it comes to the will, death wishes, the will of fathers. And I would tell me who has the only woman to do. One far away, my way. One far away, my way. The honor of the father on the heart. The real fathers be by you. Oh, you can't want our bones. You do all your kind two lines to wager. Which means, with him so be woo. Tino, I hear you near maybe torn a dining with this canoe. Mobe ye yaboka. I took my father, I just said, hey, the Lord keep his soul. I took him to pensioners meeting somewhere. And then when we came out, the people, they saw me, they were happy, they came around. So they took the biometrics of Ajase and all. Within just about 15 minutes we were done. But people have been there for 2 days. So I'm thinking, this is not fair. Now, I just say, yeah, come on, catch him. Go here. And then one man who I was on first floor, I'm sad. What's any one come in here? I will be, because people were there. I just say, they left them 2 days and they can't wake up. And as some more kind, you know, there were people in that situation. Responsible fathers will teach their children how to drive, how to make money. Responsible fathers, that is what they do. How to be decent, integral, to be truthful, to be trustworthy. Responsible fathers will do that. Responsible fathers will teach their children how to make life on appreciative wealth and not depreciative wealth. How to buy lands, how to build houses, and not how to just buy Mercedes. And no! Responsible fathers, they teach children how to be responsible. You know, Jewish, Turkish, Indians, Lebanese, they do the same thing. By the time the child is 18 years old, they receive money. A Jew that I know presented $1 million as seed money to his child at 18. When you are starting life with $1 million, you're starting life with $1 million. Listen to that, Pastor C. Be account. By the time the child is 18 years old, account in Aboma. And you have no beko university, a year pay loan. That is not responsibility. A responsible father knew that my child will one day go to university. A responsible father. Yeah. 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 My father couldn't build certain houses. Your father couldn't do certain things for you because of the sacrifice for all our siblings. If Papa no more were 20, maybe they were 11, you know, and all that. By the time I be you know, you can't do certain things. In Tikakranwa, yeah, you know, we appreciate. Me papa saw me nsa kusunye juma, I appreciate. Me papa na di me ko school to be a building technologist, I appreciate. Me papa na chile me said ye bo tayna mi nim said ye me beye sofumpo, I appreciate. You know, and oh papa, dear way ye be a appreciation. So if you are sitting here and you have bitterness against your father, because one show, and yon kwa na papa nye wu. And yon kwa na papa nye wu. Me sa abro fone dosu. Dosu, serious. Dear, we bet me I am no pain and say, forgive him. Forgive! Baby, our papa, what? To join you with your dear. If a provision is can da, but that will. On why are you, I know. Natibua, as I said, Cassandra. Maturity is overlook, ignore, number one, overlook, and forgive. Ignore, overlook, and forgive. Ignore. This is announcement for Muamu Papa Numan Yemo. Ignore, overlook, and forgive. For the last time, ignore. Yeah. Touch it. Ebimo di yeye ya papa. Eish. O di yeye ya. Yesis kanunu ni bi owo bi o mau. Yeah. Ignore, overlook, and forgive. Apebi ekru mu na anu yi firi mu o mo ko hwe no na wa hwe ne ba. The mad dogs, almost about 19 children. Now, the one shall there was one in the background. Only this year. Among the many now, one are you? Sometimes, we be power pumping one. We call the worship of them. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Today we are celebrating responsible fathers. Responsible fathers. When it comes to Father's Day, it reminds me of so many people. Like my grandfather, Isaac, Kamenampon's son. Sometimes it is not the father even taking you to school. Sometimes it's not the father doing too something big for you. When I dress in suit and I come to my grandfather, Isaac Kamenampon's son, one Sunday morning on my way to church, I said, let me pray for him. When I stood in this hall, shocked, ah, if you were brand there. Sometimes just that. Sometimes just the father's inspiration. Fatherly inspiration. Just that. Just that. Just that. Looking at the face of the child and say, you know, you are the most beautiful in your school. Just that. Makes everything for the child. Every child is looking for the favor of his father or her father. Every child. Just that. Sit your child in your car. Drive them around. Show them around. I know you are busy. You are making money. That is good. The bills must be paid. But sometimes make time for the people you are making the money for. Make time for the people you are killing yourself for. This is why people go on holiday. And holiday doesn't have to be in Abrochiri. It can be in Mimikrum in Gwetia. Yeah. Sit down. You know, daddy, what is all trains? Sit down. Your hand is on your chest. We want to pray for this nation. I want to ask God to help us with fathers. Bless all the fathers, but we want to pray for the nation first. Yeah, fathers. Great fathers. I call my mother, Christiana Dotete, a father. A father is not only a man. A woman can be a father. Yeah. This morning, the day, and all the children came to say Happy Father's Day to me. I said, same to you. Same to you. Oh, we want to thank, appreciate you for what you do for me and all the children. I say, same to you. Same to you. Makaya just say, okay, happy birthday. I'll say, same to you. Fathers. The president is a father of the nation. So, Your Excellency, good morning and happy Father's Day to you. To the Vice President, Happy Father's Day. Father's Day to all the ministers of state and MPs, to Parliament, to the Speaker of Parliament, Happy Father's Day. You know, to the Church Fathers, Dr. Otterbell, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, Apostle General One, Fathers, Reverend Eastwood Anaba, Dr. Robbie Ampiakofi, Archbishop Charles Ajena Sari, Fathers, Reverend Stephen Stanley Manson, Reverend Isud Anaba, Dr. Ransford Obeng, you know, Reverend Victor Say, one of my very nice fathers, Reverend Alfred Nyamiche, great fathers, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills is a father. The children he has sent all over the world. Bishop E.T. Saki is a father. Bishop Abdi is a father. You know, like all the fathers, including the man that gave me an opportunity to stand on the pulpit in the Presbyterian Church, Reverend Paul Kwabena Dichem. He is a father. Yeah, he's a father. When nobody believed him, he gave me an opportunity. Father. Yeah. I'm a Rita's father today. You know, mine is not here, so your father has become my father. Mr. Alex Ham, amazing man. Amazing man. He gives me gifts. Yeah, the last time was coconut, this time was mangoes. Father. Upapa mango, because it's coming from my father. The right hand is on your hand. Play the national anthem, sir. Can you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana, on the altar of the Lord? And please, this morning, pray for all fathers in this nation. All the fathers in this nation. Ambassador servant, you know, people serving in boards and all places. People who sacrifice, we don't see. Police officers, immigration, custom prison officers, who do things we do not even see. We want to acknowledge and appreciate them with our prayers. We want to pray for fathers in this nation, men and women of God, who have stood the test of time. Yeah, fathers, 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 fathers. Please pray for your father. Like I said, Fathers are not only biological, they can also be foster fathers, spiritual fathers, inspiring or inspirational fathers, excellent fathers, facilitating fathers, fathers that are helpers that God gives you, fathers. And you are a father. Pray for yourself, giving you glory, eternal Father, to bless all fathers on the globe this morning. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, we are asking for your benediction to fathers. Before we sign up this morning, can you put your hand on your heart and let me pray? You don't know Christ as your Savior. You want your sins to be forgiven. You want the grace of God to be your portion. Say, dear Jesus, be my Lord and my personal Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I receive and confess that I have eternal life. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer, asking you for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. In Jesus' precious name. I pray in Jesus' name this week that your grace will go ahead of us. And I pray your hand of blessing over all fathers, asking you for a reward for their sacrifice. In Jesus' precious name. I pray that you will heal this nation from our chronic and cancerous wounds. In the name of Jesus the Christ, deliver us from evil and from the snare of the fowler. Let the snare be broken and our soul escape like a bird. In Jesus' precious name. And now may the God of all power, who lifts a person, exalts and elevates a person, may he settle and accomplish all that concerns you in the precious name of Jesus. May he teach you and I to number our days so that we can apply our hearts unto wisdom. In the name of Jesus, may you receive the fruit of your labor this week. And may the covenant blessings of Inshiramu Inshiramu Inshirankwa be your portion in Jesus' precious name. No weapon formed against you will prosper and there will be no evil. Go in peace and in his presence. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands unto the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.